Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
It's a bonus day. Football by Numbers series is back, and we have jersey number 45. We're going to talk about the top 10 greatest players to wear that jersey number 45 in NFL's 101 years of history. It's all coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we're podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying us with the tunes, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen once again. This is a special bonus edition of the Football by Numbers series, and today we're going to go the jersey number 45, the greatest players in NFL history to wear that number 45 jersey, and we're going to go through them in a solo mission. And today, the Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, has three players that wore the number 45 that are enshrined in Canton, Ohio, and they are Bill Willis, Emlyn Tunnell, and Kenny Easley. The first one we want to talk about is Bill Willis. Now, Bill Willis was a Cleveland Brown through and through. He came from Ohio State and stayed in the state of Ohio and went to the Cleveland Browns in 1946. And he showed up at 6'2" tall, weighing 210 pounds, and wanted to be a lineman. Well, everybody else sort of laughed at him, but not Paul Brown. The wisdom of Paul Brown just was unbelievable as a coach. Well, Willis had a lot of heart, and he showed that a player of such small size by professional football standards could be a lineman. In fact, an outstanding lineman in the NFL. He was nicknamed the Cat, and he went on to star for the defensive line for the Browns for 8 seasons, from 1946 all the way to 1953. Now, 1946 to 1950, remember, the Browns were in the AAFC, a rival league to the NFL, and he thrived in that. The Browns won all 4 AAFC championships. Their first year in the NFL, 1950, they won the NFL title. You know, it was on a last-second kick. But, you know, Willis was definitely a big part of that, and that is why he is going to go down as our first number 45 to make it into the Hall of Fame. And remember, you might be saying, well, how could number 45 be a lineman? Well, remember, the numbering restrictions were a little bit different back then until 1954, and that's because of the merger with the AAFC. They did not have a number restriction. The NFL did. They sort of allowed them to come in without having a number restriction. But 1954, that set the standard that everybody that played in the NFL had to have the numbers 50 through 79 to play on the offensive line and defensive line. And they've since changed that and had gone in the 90s for some of the defensive linemen, but they've expanded everybody. It's really a lot different coming into this 2021 season, as we shall see. But Bill Willis, first one of our number 45s on our list. The thing about Willis is he is quite the pioneer going through racial boundaries, because remember, 1946, there was not too many African Americans playing in the NFL. I'm sure it was not easy at that time to be a man of color coming into the NFL, but he did it with his bravery. He really trailblazed the way for many more to come, and that we all are thankful for, that he did that brave thing. The next one we want to talk about for our number 45s is Emlyn Tunnell. Now, he was just another great player, defensive back, played with the New York Giants for the majority of his career, first 11 seasons with the New York Giants, last 3 seasons with the Green Bay Packers. He came in the year 1948 with the Giants. Last year he played was 1961 with the Green Bay Packers. And he had a lot of interceptions here. He, and for his career, 79 interceptions as a defensive back. Now think about that for a second. That is quite a bit. He had 1,282 return yards off of those 79 interceptions, and 4 touchdowns were scored. And now, do we need to say anything more about that? Well, yeah, we do, because he is not only in the Hall of Fame, he made it into 9 different Pro Bowls, and just a fantastic record. I mean, how can you have 79 interceptions? That is unbelievable. There's some receivers that don't even get 79 receptions, and this guy is getting the ball thrown away from him by quarterbacks. So, you know, Emlyn Tunnell, definitely our second player to be on our top number 10 of number 45s on our list. And our third player is Kenny Easley. And, you know, Easley is another great defensive back that played. He had 32 interceptions in his career, made it to 5 Pro Bowls. He came into the league in 1981 with the Seattle Seahawks, stayed with them his entire career through the 1987 season, 32 interceptions, quite a bunch there. 3 touchdowns were scored off of those 32, so 1 out of every 10 picks was taken for a touchdown. 538 total return yards, those 5 Pro Bowls. Again, another big-time player in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he's going on our top 10 list as our third player in there. So we have 2 defensive backs and a lineman with Bill Willis going in. Now, some players we want to talk about here. First one we want to talk about is Gary Finke. Now, Gary wore the jersey 45 for 12 seasons, and he was another defensive back. He had 38 interceptions, 488 return yards, was an All-Pro 1 year, 2 times played in the Pro Bowl, and a Super Bowl champion. And you may say, well, what did he win the Super Bowl champion with? Well, he was a Chicago Bear from 1906 to 1987, played on that great Chicago Bears defense, the 1985 Bears, probably one of the best defenses to ever be fielded in the NFL. Just a phenomenal defensive player on a great defensive team, wore jersey number 45 with a lot of pride, and he is going to be our fourth player we're going to put on our list, because another outstanding defensive back there. And Dave Grayson is our next player that we're going to talk about. And Dave, he was also a defensive back. He had 48 interceptions, 5 of those went for touchdowns, 933 return yards, 6 Pro Bowls, 4 times as an All-Pro, 2 times as an AFL champ. He came in 1961 with the Dallas Texans, and they were the Dallas Texans for 2 years. Then they turned over to the Kansas City Chiefs, 63-64. Those are 2 AFL championships. Then he went to Oakland, 1965, 66, 67, all the way to 1970 as an Oakland Raider. So 6 years with the Oakland, 4 years with the Texans and Kansas City Chiefs franchise. And saw a lot of big games in his day with the AFL and a little bit in the NFL. And was on some really good teams, because Oakland was no slouch in those years either. So he came out of Oregon, like we said, 48 interceptions. I think we're going to go 5 for 5 here. He is going to be our 5th number 45 to be in that top 10. Another great player in Dave Grayson. And that Ed Shirokman, he also wore it for a double-digit years, number 45. I believe he wore it for 10 seasons. And he played with the Minnesota Vikings from 1961 all the way to 1972. He also was a defensive back, 40 interceptions, 804 return yards, 3 touchdowns. Man, there's a lot of interceptions with these number 45s on here. And he also was an NFL champion in 1 year. And I'm trying to think where he would have been an NFL champion playing with the Minnesota Vikings his entire career. That may be an error in the Pro Football Reference. I don't believe he was an NFL champion. Maybe NFC champion with the Vikings. But don't know that he was an NFL champion. The Vikings never won a Super Bowl as of yet. But he is definitely another one. Ed Shirokman is definitely going to go on our list too. He is going to be our 6th player. All right, now let's talk about a tight end wide receiver. Mike Sellers wore that number 45 for 12 seasons, one of the longer players in NFL history to wear jersey number 45. Nice long career. He came in with the Washington Redskins in 1998, played there till 2000, then was a Cleveland Brown in 2001. Then he missed a couple seasons, 2002, 2003. He went up to play in the CFL, and we don't have his statistics from the CFL, but I'm sure they were great. And then a really interesting thing, came back in 2004 through 2011, played with the Washington Redskins again. Very interesting to play with a team for 3 years, go to another team, the Cleveland Browns in your fourth year, go to a different league, the CFL, and then come back and play another, 8 years with the Washington Redskins after that. Very interesting path he had in the NFL in his career. Well, he had 123 receptions, just under 1,100 yards of total receiving, 18 touchdowns, and 8.9 yards per catch. That is pretty good for looking at his career bounce around. He made it into one Pro Bowl even. We're going to put him under consideration. I'm not going to put him in yet, but he will be under some consideration. We'll talk about some of these other players that we have coming here. Like Curtis Johnson is another player. He wore the jersey number for 9 seasons. He won 2 Super Bowl championships. He was another defensive back. Miami Dolphins, 1970 through 1978. So those 2 Miami Dolphins Super Bowls in the early 70s are where he got his Super Bowl championship rings from. And he ended up having 22 interceptions in his career, 190 return yards off of those, and no touchdowns. But he did recover 8 fumbles in his time as a Dolphins too, and was a good player, had some batted balls and some things like that, defended passes. So Curtis Johnson's another one that we're going to put a question mark by. Possibly he could be it. I'm not sure that his stats are going to get him there. We only have 4 spots left. But let's talk about another great player, another wide receiver, Homer Jones. He played with the New York Giants from 1964 through 1969, and then one season with the Cleveland Browns in 1970. So 6 years as a Giant, 1 year as a Brown. He had 224 receptions, just under 5,000 yards, 4,986 yards, 36 touchdowns, and had some really good seasons. He had the longest play in the 1965 season, longest reception, 89-yard pass reception that he took to the house, and just had some great numbers. Had the most touchdowns by any NFL player receiving in 1967 with 13, so that's another big score for him. And he made it into 2 Pro Bowls. So that gives some high marks for Mr. Homer Jones, and we're going to put him under some strong consideration when we go to deliberate. All right, let's talk about another defensive back, Tom Hannon. He played with the Minnesota Vikings also 1977 through the 1984 season, and he ended up having 15 interceptions during his career, 202 return yards, 1 for a touchdown. Another decent player. Not sure that he's going to make it on our list here, but we'll definitely put him under some consideration, and we'll see what happens with him. But another player that wore it for quite some time, another 8 seasons, was Otis Smith. And Otis Smith, another great defensive back, played with the Philadelphia Eagles for 4 seasons when he came in the league, and then was a New York Jet for about 5 years, and then went to the Patriots and one final year with the Detroit Lions. Patriots 4 years, 1 year for Detroit. And he had 29 interceptions, 645 yards return yards on those, 7 touchdowns, and he won a Super Bowl. And that had to be with the New England Patriots in the early 2000s. So he definitely has another one that's got some strong consideration that we'll talk about with Otis Smith. But we'll see where he comes out in the wash after we talk about a few more players like Speedy Duncan. Speedy Duncan, another great defensive back. he was really known as a better return person because he did kick and punt returns a lot. And he had 202 return yards for 2,201 yards, four touchdowns. Four times he took it all the way to the house. He had the most return yards in 1965 with the San Diego Chargers. Played with those Chargers, came in the league in the AFL, seven seasons and 4 years with the Washington Redskins. But 1965, he led the AFL in punt return yards, 464 of them. Had the longest punt return of 81 yards in 1966 in the AFL, and the longest punt return in 1968 of 95 yards. So just some tremendous numbers that we have from him. As a Washington Redskin in 1971, he had the longest return average in the NFL at 10.6 yards on punts. So very, very good player, really known as a return man on there, but he was a four-time All-Pro. That really gives him some extra credit here. So we'll definitely have some great consideration for Speedy Duncan as we get down to our end. All right, how about another defensive back? Wore the jersey number 45 for six seasons, Jarris White. He was another player, came in with the Miami Dolphins in 1974, played with them for three seasons, went to the expansion team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 77 through 79, three seasons with them, and then three seasons with the Washington Redskins. So his nine-year career split between three teams equally. He had 19 interceptions, 165 return yards, zero touchdowns off of those, one time as a Super Bowl champion. That's with the Washington Redskins in the early 80s. And not sure that he's going to make it on there, but definitely a substantial player in the NFL's history. And Dick Gordon, wide receiver, flanker back type, played with the Chicago Bears 1965 all the way to 1971. Spent a couple years with the Rams and the Green Bay Packers for a cup of coffee, and San Diego to complete his career, San Diego Chargers. Well, he had 243 receptions, 3,594 yards of the yardage off of those receptions, 36 touchdowns, made it to the All-Pro 1 year, and was two-time a Pro Bowler. He is going to have some definite consideration on our list with having all those awards for being such a good player here. And you know, we got to mention a great running back, Archie Griffin. Didn't have such a great career in the NFL, but he was the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner ever. Came from Ohio State and just a phenomenal running back in college. But he did end up having about a seven-year career in the NFL with the Cincinnati Bengals, 1976 to 1982. Kind of a disappointment for him. He only had 2,808 yards rushing, seven touchdowns, 4.1 yards per carry. Not a bad yards per carry average, but just didn't seem to have the gusto that he had in college, and the pro game sort of caught up with him. He couldn't do some of the things that he was able to do at the college level. Probably will not make our list, but definitely worth mentioning. When you have two Heisman Trophy wins, you know, that's the only person on the planet that can ever say that so far. And Archie Griffin, he did it. So definitely we wanted to mention him. Let's talk about a few more players here. One player that wore number 45 for 10 seasons, Jim Bertlinson, another great player, was a good running back, played for the Rams for five seasons, 1972 to 1976. 614 rushes, 2,466 yards rushing, 4.0 yards per carry, 16 touchdowns, wore the 45 his entire career, probably on the outskirts of making it here. Jerry Hill, though, 10 seasons wearing the number 45, won a Super Bowl championship and an NFL championship. 1961 came with the Baltimore Colts, played with them all the way to 1970. So 1970 he had the NFL Super Bowl title, Super Bowl V it was, and had the NFL championship in the 60s as well. 706 rushes, 2,668 yards, 3.8 yards per carry, 22 touchdowns. Very strong runner, and definitely one we wanted to mention. Not sure he's going to have the mustard to get on this list. But maybe Don Burrows, a defensive back, would, because he has 50 interceptions in his career, 564 return yards off of them. 1955, he came in the league with the Rams, played with them for 5 years, and then spent another 5 years with the Philadelphia Eagles all the way to 1964. But 50 picks, that's nothing to sneeze at, and an NFL championship under his belt. So he wore that for 5 or 6 seasons. He wore number 45. So another good, strong player that we can put under some consideration. Not sure if he will make it on our list or not. So we have some good candidates. Let's just go and review here. We have 6 that we already put on our list. Our 3 Hall of Famers: Bill Willis, Emlyn Tunnell, Kenny Easley. And then we have 3 other ones: Gary Fennec, Dave Grayson, and Ed Shirokman. And I think the next player that we want to put on there is Homer Jones. We'll make him our 7th. We talked about him. Great career he had. And Otis Smith is another one we're going to put on as our 8th player to make our list. And I think Speedy Duncan, another one very deserving of being in that top 10 list. And if we had a drum roll, we would play it for you now. But we're going to go with the guy we just talked about. Dick Gordon will be our 10th player as our top 10 greatest number 45s in NFL history up to this date in 2021 when this is recorded. So there you go, folks. That is another great list of players. And let's just go through it one more time. Bill Willis, Emlyn Tunnell, Kenny Easley, Gary Fennec, Dave Grayson, Ed Shirokman, Homer Jones, Otis Smith, Speedy Duncan, and Dick Gordon. Those are our top 10 greatest number 45s to wear that jersey in NFL history. And we hope you'll be back. And just tomorrow, we're going to have the number 46s, and we have a special guest to help us with that. So don't be a stranger to us. Make sure you join us tomorrow, and make sure you check out our Football History Headlines podcast that comes out each and every day. Learn on that football history every day, and this Football by Numbers series coming out to you about 3 to 4 times every week, all the way leading up to the next football season in September of the NFL season. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.